It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. A bill that just got passed by the Senate Judiciary Committee may scare the pants off you if you ever watch illegal streaming movies off the net. The bill elevates such streaming to a felony offense. But look closer and you see why it may be a while before anyone slaps the cuffs on you for watching a pirated version of Twilight. Tony Rahm from Politico says the Senate is looking to close a loophole.
What the Obama administration and some others in the copyright community realized is that if you stream that video, you know, the law doesn't really take into account streaming. No one's really sure if that would count as distribution or reproduction. And so to clarify that, to make sure that streaming is technically illegal when you're using illegal content, the Obama administration called for a new law, and that's what the Senate was looking at.
Senator Amy Klobuchar, Democrat of Minnesota, said that this isn't meant for the average family or average individual user just streaming a movie here and there. It's meant for the big offenders. But is the bill explicit about who's targeted and who's not?
The bill does try to address incidental streaming. That's why when we're talking about felony status, we mean those that have 10 or more instances of streaming over a 180-day period, and there's a certain value assigned to that content. So, you know, you watching one movie probably won't get you in as much trouble as watching 50 of them.
But the bill is not yet law, and according to Gigi Sohn of the advocacy group Public Knowledge, it might not ever get there.
Some of the cable operators and satellite operators and telephone companies that operate cable systems are concerned that it will hurt their chances to start new business models, for example, streaming their cable programming to an iPad.
There are already lots of laws about downloading things that are not licensed to be downloaded, but everybody is doing it. It's huge. It's a big part of the internet right now. Why aren't laws doing anything to change behavior?
Look, we have a copyright law that was last substantially rewritten in 1976. That's before the VCR even came to market. So you have a pre-VCR law in a YouTube world, and it's like fitting a square peg in a round hole. The copyright law does not at all match the way people use technology today. The other reason the system doesn't work is that digital technology allows you to get what you want when you want it and not to wait for windows. First, the movie's got to be in the theater, and then it's got to go on DVD, and then maybe it'll go online. People have said, unfortunately, sometimes by having to steal this content, that we want it now and we want it over the internet.
Learn more at marketplacetech.org.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by The Economist, covering news and ideas from around the world and the connections between them on newsstands, Android smartphones, and at The Economist online.
Video games are always at the top of the charts when it comes to iPad apps, Angry Birds, Fruit Ninja, Plants vs. Zombies. But lately, a very different app has been selling quite well.
April is the cruelest month. Breeding lilacs out of the dead land, mixing memory and desire.
That's T.S. Eliot reading his own poem, The Wasteland. It's part of an app built around the classic poem. The Wasteland app features notes on the poem, commentary, and audio readings from actors Viggo Mortensen and Sir Alec Guinness, as well as poet Ted Hughes. There's also a video performance by actress Fiona Shaw. Why am I telling you this? Partly because it's interesting to see a T.S. Eliot poetry app up on the charts with the video games, but also because you're a public radio audience and I bet you'd think it's neat. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.